It's 8:04. For, I believe, only like the third time ever, this guest will be coming to us via Skype.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see if this works. This is Kirsten Kutz. How are you doing? Am I saying it right?
It's Kirsten.
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 Yeah.
Spanish, dummy.
Close enough.
Kirsten Kutz, whose name, really, her first name isn't Kirsten, or else it would have been easier for us to track her down like the stalkers that we are and get her on the air. Okay, so can I run you through exactly how this all has come about?
Please do.
Okay. So I watch Jeopardy in my house sometimes, and I like to play against the people on TV so I can feel like my associate's degree is going to get me somewhere. And I walked by and saw you on the TV, and I went, wow, that girl is really pretty. And then I kept walking, and they go, Alex was talking to you, and you said something about going to school in Sarasota. So I immediately, you turned around, grabbed my remote control, rewound it, and I said, oh, she's from Sarasota. I bet we could find her. Now, what am I? You didn't even win anything yet, and this creep is already trying to find you. So I then get your name, and I go to Facebook, because that's where all creeps start, and you were not immediately available on Facebook, and I just kind of shrugged it off. I went, I don't know. What would we do? Call her up and go, hey, hot girl from Jeopardy. So I just blew it off. Then, the next day, John Brennan, who works here in the building, he's some people's boss, he's not my boss, he tweeted out a picture of you, a screenshot of you on the thing. He wasn't commenting on your beauty, but it was a subtle way of saying, hey, look at this hot chick on Jeopardy. And I thought, well, that's funny. That's the girl that I thought was really cute, and isn't that weird how that worked out? Then, 2 days later, Ian Beckles, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, texts me and says, I heard you were talking about Jeopardy the other day. And I go, yeah. And he goes, did you see that girl with the glasses? I love her. She's so hot. I go, how is it possible that all three of us fell in love with this girl at the same time? And then I was like, now this has become something interesting. So now in an attempt to find you, we have Googled your name. And evidently, a lot of people feel the same way. You have pages dedicated to you. What is going on?
I don't know.
Don't worry. We don't know where you're low. We're not going to come get you. But isn't that unreal how one day you could just be like this average normal student, and the next day you find out there is some quality about you that is striking guys?
Yeah, there are a lot of gifts out there.
You should go get an Amazon wish page.
No, she means gifts like the computer gifts.
Oh, I thought you meant gifts like with a T. You should take advantage of that. Yeah, there are a lot of gifts. Well, it's the eyebrows. It does. If I were you, see, that's also why guys like you, because you're not capitalizing on it. I'd be like, well, gentlemen, I have a P.O. box set up in Seattle, far from where I am. Send me a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of the smiles and the eyebrows gifts are available.
Yeah, everyone knows how terrible my poker face is now.
Yeah. Do you have a boyfriend?
I do.
You do? And how long have you been with him?
5 months.
Oh, so it's still possible to tear you away. Does he know about the internet's obsession with you?
Yeah. He's been kind of a buffer. So he'll tell me the nice stuff, but the weirder stuff I have to find on my own.
What is the weirder stuff? I have to tell you, I'm a weirdo. I'm a little bit of a creep sometimes, but this is not that. This is not like all I did was see you and think that you were adorable.
Oh, and, no, this isn't weird.
Yeah, no, it'll get weird. I'm kidding. I'm an old married man, so I'm like, you know, but the fact that three different guys, three different ages, three different races, two different, I guess, that we're all attracted to the same person. There has got to be something, some quality you have that somebody has to be saying, hey, like Jeopardy must have loved you.
I don't know how to say, I mean, it was fun to do that, but I wouldn't say that, like, I was the queen of the people who were filming.
No, they weren't like, get her on the camera more, she's driving ratings up.
If they did, they didn't tell me.
Because they probably don't know. Don't they film all that in like one day? Yeah,
so it's all filmed in advance.
So they probably have no idea. So if you in a couple of weeks, if you get the phone call and be like, hey, we're doing Alumni Jeopardy, what was your total winnings?
Right now, I'm at 41,602.
Holy cow, that's pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah.
And you're what, a student? You're in school now?
Yeah, I'm in grad school.
Super boring. What are you going to school for?
Art education.
Oh, yeah. So you better learn it all now before Trump takes all your funding away.
I know. No, it's been a tricky time.
Yeah.
And well, put that money in the bank so you have money in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is the boyfriend threatened by this newfound love that people have of you?
I don't think so. I mean, it is mostly on the internet, and so it's weird, but it's the internet, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like the kind of people who are going to take time to be strange on the internet are not going to be super threatening in real life.
No, that's true. But
you'll ever encounter them.
It's one thing if people are like today saying, hey, that girl's kind of cute. There's another thing, like I saw two guys made a whole webpage to you.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it's like a whole page of why they're in love with you and how you two are destined to be together.
I can tell you there's Reddit boards, there's Jeopardy boards, there's all kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've seen the Reddit boards. My dad has seen the Reddit boards. Like, ooh, we know how the internet works. Just don't.
Yeah.
Come on. Well,
what are your Valentine's Day plans with the boyfriend?
I got class.
Okay, do you live with him?
No.
Okay. I need to know what he looks like. I need to see it. All the guys in America. Let us guess first. Let us guess. Don't say anything. Let us guess what kind of guy she's going out with.
I say she is going out with a guy who's a little bit Snowden looking.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah?
That's very good. Don't go hints. Don't eyebrow hint
it up. No eyebrows.
By Snowden looking, you mean handsome yet nerdy.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say the same thing, except, let's see, you're from, I'm going to say there's some, I'm going to mix some color in there. He's got a little bit of, not black, but maybe some sort of Middle Eastern thing.
Moroccan. Happened.
Maybe a Moroccan or something.
Ooh, I want to switch mine. Flavor Flav.
No, not yes. Flavor Flav.
No? Okay.
I'm going to guess little Puerto Rican Italian.
Not
man.
That's you.
That's what you're hoping.
I can't do that.
When I say Moroccan, I mean like not terrorist looking, but like Disney prince looking. Like no big beard, but like handsome. Like you shouldn't have green eyes with that dark black hair. All right. Who was closest?
I think all three of you had components that were right.
Right.
But no one was.
No one was spot
right on.
On
the money.
Like, who would play him in the movie? If they made a movie about you guys, who is playing your boyfriend? What famous actor? Or person, just celebrity?
You never look at your boyfriend and you know you kind of look like a little boy.
I just don't look at Brad Pitt. Movie. I haven't seen a movie in a minute.
What is wrong with you? How could you be
Chris,
so adorable?
Okay.
Chris Here. What? Is it going to be Pine? Chris. Pratt? Where is this going?
Chris Pratt, but Chris Pratt from Parks and Rec, not Jurassic World.
Oh. So the slobbier Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
the really dumb, slobby Chris Pratt.
Not intimidating.
Yeah. Oh, that's adorable. All right.
Are you okay? You gonna able to handle
that? It's worse. You just that's hope for America right there. That's what you did. This guy, he's not even a Moroccan prince. You're a girl worthy of a Disney Moroccan prince. Why are you so hung up on school? And you clearly are having no fun.
Is school? Oh no, I'm having a ton of fun. It's just a lot of work, but it's work that I signed up for and that I enjoy doing.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Teach?
I'd like to work in a museum. Yeah, working in education there. So not just teaching, but working with teachers, working with students who come in, figuring out programs, people to come and see what's ever on exhibition.
Now, what did you do in Sarasota? You went to school in Sarasota?
Yes, I went to New College.
Okay. So you're familiar with the area. You probably never listened to the show for 1 second because you were in class or sleeping. Or what did you listen to when you lived here?
You're gonna hate me. I listened to NPR.
I knew. Yeah. I'm not gonna hate you. I already knew the answer. I love it though. You know why? Because we'll meet a lot of girls like you out, and they're like, "I never listened to your show. I listened to NPR, and then all of a sudden, I caught you by accident, and I was like, oh my god, this show's so fun." This is Kirsten Kutz. You have seen her on Jeopardy, as she is winning a bunch of money, And she went to school in Sarasota. She's in Texas. We tracked her down yesterday. Has anyone else called you or found you? Non-threatening?
not yet threatening yet. I've had some interviews from papers in my hometown up in Gainesville.
Right. They want to know about you because you're a Gainesville chick.
Yeah. The New College Alumni Magazine wants to do something.
Is your dream to be on NPR? They can sit down and some lesbian lady with an echo room is going to be like, "Do you hear Kirsten?" And she's going to tell us about her Jeopardy winnings.
That's too big league for me.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, I'm happy for your success. I'm even happier that you agreed to come on the show today. Now, where are we at? Like, I didn't get to watch it last night. We won $40,000 and we're still going, or what are we doing?
Yeah, so they're taking 2 weeks off for, I think it's the college championship.
Oh,
either that or the team tournament.
The college one is the hardest one.
Yeah.
It is.
I kind of wish I'd signed up for it in college.
Yeah. I know, but you play the teen one and you're like, I am a genius. And then you play the adult one and you're like, I got three right. And then you play college and you're like, I don't know any of these things even mean.
It is sort of specialized. Yeah.
What is your, what category are you hoping would be in there when you go in there besides art?
Besides art, I'm good at the wordplay categories. I'm good at literature, some history. But if it's based around puns, I can usually pick those up pretty quick.
What is the dumbest thing you do in a day?
You mean any given day?
Like, you ever watch Real Housewives of Atlanta or anything stupid like that?
I do decompress by watching MasterChef Junior.
Oh, Junior, I hate Junior.
Can't be mean to him.
Yeah, that's the thing. The whole reason you watch that guy is you want to hear him yell at people. Give me another, tell me something like I'm not going to believe that you do. Because right now I think you just are smart and totally look down on Spanish.
What?
Yeah.
Why would she look down on me?
She'd hate you.
No.
She'd hate Carmen.
What?
Oh, if she knew Carmen, she would hate Carmen.
I don't think so.
She was like, why is that girl... Yeah, I know, right?
I'm really nice.
No, I know, but she would hate you. She'd be like, why is she wasting her brain and her femininity? And Carmen knows nothing about art.
I'm actually taking an art class right now. I just learned about all the different
finger
elements.
Painting is not an art class.
The lines, the lighting, the focal points.
Look at her sad eyebrows. She's like, oh, this is cute. This is cute.
That's what I'm learning.
Maybe she could tutor you via Skype.
I bet you know a lot more about sports than I do.
Yes.
Does. We don't. Well, listen, I'm glad that you agreed to come on the air. I'm glad you agreed to do it with Skype. This makes it much more interesting. Does it feel creepy? You don't get to see us. You're just looking at yourself?
I see you sometimes. And yeah, I see me and my glamorous apartment.
Yeah.
If I'd known this is going to be televised in any sort of way, I might have gotten up earlier.
No, I think you did just right. Believe me, trust me, all us creeps want you exactly like you are in your own
perfect,
in your own element. All right, well, just remember when you know how far you go, you know how much money you win, and I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to look at you and see, are we set for life? Are we good for to pay your? How about this? Can you pay your student loans back?
I got really lucky, and because I've gone to public school for my entire education, I don't have any student loans.
You're one of those people, huh? That's good. All right. I'll figure you out. I'll get to the bottom of you. not on Facebook. Are you not on Facebook?
I am.
Yeah,
but
shut it down if you are.
Really
I was gonna say you better lock it up because that's the first place we'd track you down. We couldn't track you down, so good. Lock it in. All right, listen. Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Know that American guys find you adorable.
I have your phone number forever now.
Don't text her anymore.
Sorry.
Fat Chris Pratt will beat you up.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Thank you. And good luck. I don't know how far I'm saying good luck to something that already happened, but good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Punkin. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Well, I like her. She's definitely got her act together.
And now, are we just going to sit and watch her on Skype and see how long she lives?
Oh, you can hear us. You can hear us.
Let's do it like a challenge. Let's see how long we can stare at each other.
Oh,
fine, wave bye.
This is fun, though, to do it on Skype so you can see the people.
Right?
Yeah, and then it's a lot of times when people are like, do you want to interview this celebrity on the show? And I go, yeah, they'd be good if they were in studio. Because you need to be able to read somebody's face when you're talking to them. Like, I could ask her a bunch of dumb sex questions, right. And then I wouldn't see her vomiting. You know what I mean? Now I can see her face. I know, well, she's not into that. Yeah. And I know what to talk to her about. So it makes it so much better. That was good. Spanish, good job.
Thank you.
Good job. Yeah. It's a shame that she and I will never be together.
You don't know that. She's still young, you know.
My wife will stop that immediately.
Right, I forgot about that part.
But look, it's good to see a young person win on Jeopardy. Yeah. And somebody who's working their ass off in school and have a nice little bank account.
That's what it is. A young person that's working hard in school, not that she's
the hot chick from Jeopardy.
She's still the hot chick from Jeopardy.
Yeah, but now
it's a little more real.
It's the father in me that's now. Yesterday I was like, oh, maybe she wants to make out. Today I'm like, good for her. Because now I remember when I was in college and I had to work a terrible job at Perkins and she didn't have to work at Perkins. She didn't have to serve beer to anybody. She just sits home and studies.
Yeah.
And she'll be smart. And she's an art, so one day she'll make 30 grand a year. Awesome.
Not even.
Yeah, that's right, Carmen. Yeah. You can drive it home now. You may not know about art, but you're going to make more money than that.
So all right. I need to know is about the focal point.